Read it in English, then Zoe will read it in Mandarin.
我们今天的读经经文还是诗篇第一首第一篇。Barbara 她会读英文，大家和我一起读中文。
It is taken from the NIV. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers.But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous.For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
OK, 大家一起读中文。诗篇第一篇，大家一起和我一起读。诗篇第一篇，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子。叶子也不枯干，凡他做的都有顺利。恶人并不这样，乃像糠秕被风吹散。因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人的会中也是如此。因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
The children are now dismissed for Sunday school.
小孩子请到主日学。
We give the following time to Pastor Shinan.
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
我们知道在教会历史里边曾经有一个非常会讲道的人。
We know in the church history there was one guy who is very good at preaching.
叫施布真。
His name is
Spurgeon,
yeah.
那然后呢，他的这个讲道呢非常特别。
His preaching is very special.
他讲道的时候呢，那个他教会的附近的那个街道全部都堵车。
When he is preaching, there's traffic jam around his church.
在伦敦的那个拉车的人。就是当时的这个出租车啊，就是但不是很多时候是马车。
In London, the taxi drivers at that time, they just
所有人呢都会挂一个牌子说，我知道怎么去施布真的这个教会。
They said I know how to go to his church.
施布真被认为是讲道王子。
He is known as the princess of preaching.
然后呢？在他一生几十年的讲道里面，他最有名的是诗篇。
In the few decades of his preaching, the most famous one is his preaching of the Psalms.
我最近都在念他的这个诗篇的注解。
I'm reading his notes of the Psalm.
我以前念过。
I read that before.
但是最近念的时候呢，给我很多新的想法。
When I read it again recently, I have a lot of new thoughts.
我开始讲这个呢，就想告诉弟兄姊妹一个好消息，就是他的诗篇注解是有免费的电子版。
I want to tell you a good news that his notes of Psalm has a free electronic version.
所以在 Amazon 上那个 Kindle 是不用钱的。
There's a free version of Kindle in Amazon.
也许有的比较好的版本也就九毛九而已。
Maybe some good, better version, 99 cents.
我建议大家可以去每一本你可以常常的看一看。
You may buy one and try to read it.
他一生全部的心血，最大的这个努力的讲解的就是诗篇。
Most part of his hard work is in this psalm.
他花了二十年讲解诗篇。
He spent 20 years to preach about the Psalms.
我相信要不是因为他是施布真的话，那听众都走掉了。
I think if he's not Spurgeon, people just go away.
但是诗篇的确是非常的丰富和深奥。
But the content of Psalms is really abundant.
所以我们在这个诗篇里面可以去读到很多不仅仅是思想，还有包括我们的内心的感情。
We can read in Psalm more than thoughts. We can read about the affection in ourselves.
我们对于第一篇，我们需要有更精细的了解。
We should have a confined understanding of chapter of the Psalm 1.
因为它是整个诗篇的一个引子。
It's the beginning of all the Psalms.
就是要表达一个人在上帝的眼中所蒙喜悦的生命是怎么样的。
It is to express how is a life blessed in the eye of God.
或者说我们怎么样的一个生命是真正是我们能够活出我们人生的意义。
What kind of life that we can live out the meaning of life.
所以在第一篇他告诉我们是从我们的观念开始。
The first chapter told us it's about our idea.
我们的观念会影响我们的言语和行为。
Our idea just affect our saying and our behavior.
我们的观念会塑造我们的性格。
Our idea just affect our personality.
从某种角度来讲，这个世界不是性格决定命运。
To some angle, it's not the personality determining the destiny.
而是思想决定你的命运。
But the idea.
所以在圣经里面讲到，这个蒙福的人是能够去拒绝那些不好的想法。
So in this psalm, it told us the blessed man just deny the bad ideas.
这个不好的想法是一整套的思想。
The bad idea is a system.
是。但是却是反对上帝 的这样的一个系统。
It's a system to deny God.
所以他不会去跟随那些人犯罪的生活的方式。
He just do not follow that system.
他也不会进入到那些亵慢那些亵渎上帝那些人的这个俱乐部里面。
He also do not enter the club of those people who defile God.
他在感情上他对上帝的道充满了热爱。
He loved the way of God.
他在思想上，他不断的去理解、去思想、去明白上帝的道。
He always try to understand the way of God.
我们看到今天基督徒常常在这个问题上面我们有一些的不太平衡。
We can see we are not so balanced in this issue.
你会看到很多基督徒很热爱圣经。
We saw a lot of Christians, they just love the Bible.
但是他却不明白圣经。
But they do not understand.
大家知道在耶稣的时代，在第一世纪。
We know in Jesus' time, in the first century.
有很多犹太人，他们对圣经熟悉到不能再熟悉。
A lot of Jews, they are so familiar with the Bible.
但是耶稣说，你们这些人是不明白圣经。
But Jesus told them, you do not understand Bible.
我常常在以前有机会到一些地区去讲道，发现那里的基督徒热爱圣经的程度那真是叫人感动。
Sometimes I go to some real area to preach. I saw the Christians there, they just love the Bible so much that I'm very, very much touched.
我到一个地方你难以想象的，早上六点钟开始上课，六点钟就要开始上课。
I went to an area, it's hard to image, they just start the Bible study 6 o'clock.
晚上十点钟还不让停。
Until 10 o'clock in the evening.
我说今天先到此为止吧，他说不行，还要继续。
I said, it's enough today, but they said, please go on.
而且我印象特别深刻，而且呢，我 那里在那一个礼拜真是累得不行，而且呢很有意思，不过很有意思的一个就是每天吃饭都是一样的。
I feel very tired that week, but it's very interesting that every day the meal is the same.
早餐、中餐、晚餐吃的都是一样的。
It's the same meal in the morning, afternoon, and the evening.
然后呢，这个上课呢，就是天没亮啊，就开始。
Just before the sunrise, they start the teaching.
而且在这样的密集的时间里面，他还有自己祷告、读圣经的时间。
In such environment, they still pray by themselves and read the Bible by themselves.
但是这是很可喜，这是很可喜的。
That's very good.
但是呢，你跟他们稍微交流一下就知道，他们对圣经的这个怎么去了解圣经方面，那就非常的就是粗糙。
But if you talk with them a little bit, you feel the lack of the knowledge of how to understand the Bible.
但是今天西方呢刚好相反。
But it's contrary in the Western.
西方对圣经研究的精细到一个地步啊，那真是啊，两个不同专业的博士之间啊，真是隔行如隔山。现在是隔科如隔山。
The study of Bible is so complicated in Bible that two doctors in different areas, it's very hard for them to understand each other.
但是你能感觉到那种对圣经的那种热爱，那种爱慕没有了。
But you cannot feel of the favor to Bible.
所以我们会看到呢，今天在西方神学院，很多人只是要完成一个 program， 只是要拿一个 degree。
In the Western seminary, a lot of people they just want to fulfill a program and get a degree.
有很多很多有无数的人常常的这个说一件事情，就是他说自从毕业以后再也没有念过啊圣经原文。
A lot of people said after graduation they do no longer read the original text of Bible.
就是我们需要啊，我们需要在对圣经的爱和思想明白方面啊，这两个能够结合起来。
We should pay attention to both the understanding and the love to Bible.
那在斯布珍告诉我们说呢，他说一个真正有福的人就是被圣经化的人。
Spurgeon told us, a blessed people is a Bible-ized people.
他的思维是、
yeah.
是啊，圣经式的。
His way of thinking is like the Bible.
如果我们要讲这个，有很多很多的内容。
We can talk a lot about this.
他的这个言语是圣经化的。
His saying is like the Bible.
我们去大家去平常去注意一下，我们弟兄姊妹的口头禅是什么？
If we pay attention to what do we say a lot?
你们知道，在这个中国的那个聚会所，就是呼喊派聚会所啊，那个一个地方教会，就是
In the local church in China.
他们的口头禅就老远见了，你说哈利路亚这样子。
They always say Hallelujah.
然后呢，对方的那个人呢，就是阿门。
And the other guy say Amen.
这个有时候在街上，很让人奇怪，对不对？
It's very weird on the street.
我认为有的时候它是一种好的。
Sometimes it's good.
它表达他们有努力的想要让自己的口头语的圣经化。
Express their effort to make their way of saying Bible-ized.
无论如何，好歹比中国人总是老远就说吃了没有啊，这好一点哈。
Anyway, it's better than ask, "Did you have your dinner?"
所以我们不一定 dinner 了。
Okay,
对、
yeah.
所以我们知道我们的言语要被圣经化。
So our saying should like Bible.
而呢，我们的整个人的这个观念，就是看问题的这个眼光嘛，被圣经化。
The idea, the way, or we think should be like the Bible.
我第一个我讲到是一种思维方式的。
Yeah, the way of thinking.
第二种呢是一种洞察方面的，就是我们看问题的。
And also the way we perceive, we think about the.
第三种是透过我们的语言表达出来的。
And the way we express through our saying.
意思就是我们整个人的生命的内外都被圣经充满。
So we are filled with Bible outside and inside of our body.
师父真的他同时也叹息说，他说在古代他们没有圣经，那些基督徒没有圣经。
Also, he said in the ancient time, those Christians did do not have the Bible.
他们只有靠听。
They just can listen.
他说今天我们已经有了印刷。
Today we have the modern pressing technologies.
就是有这个
we have
the copy.
Yeah, we have Bible.
那然后每一个人家里几乎都有了圣经。
Everyone has a Bible.
大家知道在斯布真时代，不是每一个人家里都有圣经。
In his time, not everyone has a Bible.
因为那个时候的圣经非常的贵。
It's very expensive.
如果我没有记错的话，应该是60英镑是。是因为有一个故事，就是那个有个小女孩买圣经的故事，我记得是60英镑。
I think it's 60 pounds.
啊，大家知道现在在美国的圣经啊，50-60美金一本啊，很少人都不是卖的最好的圣经了。
Today we know a lot of people do not want to buy a Bible of $50 or $60.
你再想一想，100年前的60英镑那是什么概念？
How much is 60 pounds in 100 years before?
但是今天我们不一样了，我们在活在电子的时代。
But it's different now. We live in an electronic.
你想要多少个版本的圣经都易如反掌。
How many versions of Bible do you want? It's very easy for you.
你只要点一点指头，那个圣经就到了你的这个工具上面。
Just click your mouse and you have the Bible.
圣经版本越来越多。
We have more and more versions.
但是我们对圣经的热爱却并不及古代的圣徒多。
Our favor, our love of Bible is not like the ancient Christians.
所以斯布真说，可是我们怎么去对待他称圣经为天上来的使者
？So how do we treat this book the book from heaven？
我有一次看到有一个人很有创意，他写了一篇文章叫《圣经日记》。
I saw one person, he is very creative, he wrote a paper like the diary of Bible.
他说这个圣经一个礼拜的日记啊。
A diary of a Bible for 1 week.
今天我去了教会。
Today I went to the church.
被打开两次。
I was opened twice.
后来主人小心翼翼的又把我关起来，用这个拉链拉起来哈，关起来。
And the master just closed me carefully.
然后呢，我呢，回到家里。
Then I went home.
被放在这个柜子上。
Then I put on the shelf.
然后呢，一天过去了，礼拜一天过去了。
One day after.
主人也没有过来看我一眼。
The master did not come and look at me.
然后那个又一天过去了。
And then one day just passed.
女主人在打扫灰尘。
The female master just come,
用那个毛枕在我上面刷了两下
remove the dust, yeah.
然后呢，但是呢，主人还是对我没有看一眼。
But he did not even look at me.
然后第三天，我不记得他每一天都有新情节。
The third day, the first day, different stories.
然后到了这个今天礼拜天我又要去教会了。
And this is Sunday again. I just go to the church.
我告诉你呢，这个已经算是古老的了。今天你的圣经连来教会都不来了。
This is the ancient story. Now we even the Bible even do not come to the church.
所以呢，叫教会临时找一本，对吧
？To the church and find a Bible temporarily.
那甚至对很多基督徒甚至没有买圣经的概念啊，我觉得很奇怪啊。
A lot of Christians even do not buy a Bible.
所以我们的有福的人，他的生命是被上帝的律法充满。
So the blessed person, his life should be filled with God's law.
箴言书教导我们说，你的灵要以知识为美。
The proverb told us, your soul should think the knowledge is beautiful. Yeah.
你要看原文。
我的 OK.
OK, 那没有关系啊，再继续。所以呢，这个知识其实就是指上帝所给的智慧，上帝的道。
The knowledge is the wisdom God gave us.
所以你的心灵要对这个知识有充满那种羡慕和热爱。
Your soul should love this knowledge.
但是今天的难题就是基督徒不以知识为美。
The hard issue is today we do not think we do not love the knowledge.
不以知识为宝贵。
We don't think knowledge is precious.
箴言书说，那个 有福的人他搜寻智慧胜过一切的财宝。
The proverb told us, the blessed person seek for knowledge than any other treasures.
就是他是有福的人。
So he is blessed.
他是有智慧的人。
He's of wisdom.
因为他寻求那个对他生命来讲最重要的东西。
Cause he seek what is most important to his life.
就是上帝的智慧。
That is the wisdom of God.
所以在这里圣经强调非常非常的的多的地方强调
So here Bible emphasis a lot
就是我们的心思和观念是很重要的
Our idea is very important
其实从哲学的角度来讲我们每一个人的生活都受观念的这种支配
In philosophy every of our life is just affected by our idea
但是你究竟是受什么样的观念支配
but what kind of idea
这是我们每一个人需要思考的
that is something we should think of
其实诗篇的这个写作从第一篇它有其重要的它是对上帝在生命记里面那个约的一个回应
the way of writing in Psalm especially the first chapter it'srespond to the covenant of God in the Deuteronomy.
在生命记里面，上帝说这个律法书不能够离开你的口。
In Deuteronomy, God said, the book of laws should not leave your mouth.
你出你入。
Your coming or your get out.
你在工作或者是你在走路
When you are walking or you are walking on the street
甚至你在床上的时候
Even if you are on the bed
你都要不要忘掉上帝的话
Do not forget the word of God
在生命记28章29章30章那三章经文里面
Chapter 28, 29 and 30 the three chapters
那里面有一个摩西最后的这个讲论的一个原则
There is a principle that Moses told in his last time.
他说如果你们听我今天吩咐你们的话
If you listen to what I told you today,
你们就得福
You are blessed.
你们的福分会大到没有办法形容
It's even impossible to measure your blessings.
你随便做什么都蒙福
Whatever you do, you just bless.
你随便在哪里都蒙福
Wherever you are.
但是如果你们不听呢
If you do not listen to me.
你们无论做什么
Whatever you do.
你无论在哪里
Wherever you are.
你们都要遭殃
You are cursed.
而且呢，是讲到如果你们不听上帝的命令，你们就会被掳，在天下人面前到处被抛来抛去。
If you do not listen to God, you will be deported and shamed before the world. Have shame.
而犹太人在经历了亡国之痛。
After the Jews, they suffer from they lost their country.
他们就想起来《生命记》里面的这些话。
They thought of what is in the Deuteronomy.
所以他们就想起来。祖宗离开了上帝的律法，所以导致他们的这样的悲惨的命运。
They understand that their ancestors left the law of God, and that, yeah.
所以现在以斯拉他在诗篇的第一篇，他就要指出来。
So it's in the first chapter of the Psalms.
我们需要回归到上帝的话里面来。
We should go back to the word of God.
我们。要想不受审判，不会被咒诅，你就只有回到上帝的律法里面来。
If we want to run away from the judgment and the cursing, we should go back to the law.
所以他指出，蒙福的人是爱上帝的律法，并且努力的去寻求、去明白。
So it is mentioned out the blessed is those who seek for God's law.
然后呢，在三到第五节里面，我们讲到这里讲到了两个比喻。
In the verse 3 to verse 5, there are two parables.
是这个有福的人的生命景象。
The life of the blessed.
和这个恶人的生命的景象形成了强烈对比。
And the life of the wicked.
在这里我们注意到他说这个他要像一棵树被栽在溪水旁。
He should like a tree planted by the stream of the water.
这里的动词是被动的。
He is passive, but planted.
意思是他是特别的被种植在这个水的旁边。
He is planted by the stream of the water.
是不是一种自然的？
not by nature.
或者说我们说的野生的。
Not wild.
而是呢被种植在这个水源旁边。
But planted by the water or stream of water.
这里的溪水就更加需要留意了。
You should pay attention to the stream of water.
它不是指这个天然的一条一个流水。
It's not a nature river.
而是指特别建筑的水渠。
It's constructed.
就是它盖起来，因为在巴勒斯坦，它还是一个很多是大沙漠的地带。
The Palestine is full of deserts.
然后呢，它为了要引水，所以它要盖那个。很大的这个水渠
They construct the river for irrigate
而呢这个树呢就栽在那个水从水渠 引出来的那个地方
And this tree is planted by that water
也就是在这个水源在整个这个人工的水源的边上
By the artificial water
但那些自然的溪水呢它还有可能会干枯
Those nature river, it's possible for them to wither.
但这些从高山引过来的从湖引过来的水，它是有一个源源不绝的，不会枯干的。
But this water from the high mountain or from the lakes, it's unable to wither.
这里的意思就是指这个爱上帝律法的人。
The meaning here is the one who loves the law of God.
去思想上帝律法的人。
Who thinks of the law of God.
就是把自己的生命栽在这样一个水源旁边。
Is the one who planted his life by an internal water.
那所以我们如果想一想，假如我们人的生命像棵树一样。
Let's think if our life is like a tree.
那么有什么福分比一棵树栽在这样一个水源旁边更有福气呢？
Water is better for a tree than be planted by such water.
或者说有什么样的情景比这样一个更美？
Which scenario is better than this?
如果我们再想想整个沙漠的这样的一个背景。
If we also think about the background of deserts.
那我们就会更加看得出来这棵树的确叫什么？一枝独秀。
So now we understand that this tree is a blessed tree.
大家可以这个什么往好多人喜欢去这个拉斯维加斯玩。
A lot of people we like to go to Las Vegas.
那我们从出了 LA 的那一个过去以后，你会看到很成片成片的这个沙漠。
After you go out from LA and you saw a lot of deserts.
如果你看到一棵树非常大很茂盛。
If you see a huge tree.
你会很吃惊。
You feel very astonished about that.
其实没有了，一眼看去只有什么零零散散的仙人掌，对不对？
Actually, no tree there.
所以这是一个很特别的。
This is very special.
所以这就是我在上一次介绍过的，这一个人的生命是令人惊讶的，是与众不同的。
The life of this man is very different. It makes us astonished.
那别人都是长在那个沙漠里面的那些什么荆棘树丛。
Others there are bushes in the deserts.
他是一枝独秀。
But he is a blessed tree.
他的生命长得非常的丰盛。
His life is abundant.
而且这里呢讲了什么呢？按时候结果子。
And bear fruit in its season.
什么意思呢？就是结果子的这个季节，它就可以有果子。
What does it mean? It means when it should bear fruit, it just bear fruit.
不过在加州你会发现呢，什么时候是它结果子呢？还真说不清楚啊。
But in California, it's hard to say when it should bear fruit.
你不能够理解为什么这个刚摘了又长出来，刚摘完又开花，对不对？
You cannot understand why the tree just have flower or fruits after it just planted.
我们知道在这棵树它在应该它结果子的那个季节，它就有很多的果子。
We know in its season it just bear fruits.
这里表达一个很重要的就是，我们一个人去学习上帝的道。
Express a very important. If we learn the way of God.
你能你这个这个在你的身上是有果效的。
It bears fruit, in your life.
Yeah, 有一天你你的生命里面会表达出啊这个这个道的这样的美善的的结果。
Someday your life just bear the beautiful fruit of this this word of God.
但是在这里我们要留意到的，它是按时候。
But here we pay attention, according to its season.
不是随时的。
Not every time.
要到了一定的时候。
According to some time.
我们知道树吸收了这个水分。
We know that the sorry, we know that the tree just absorbed the water.
然后呢，它呢，这个从这个水分变成啊，变成它的自己生命的一部分。
And turn the water into part of its life.
变成了营养，结出了果子。
Turn to the nutrients and the bear fruits.
那这是需要一个过程的。
It takes some time.
上帝的道在我们的生命里面运作也是这样。
It is also for the word of God.
就是上帝的道如同水源在我们的生命里面要转化成果子是需要有个过程和时间的。
The word of God is just like water in our body. It takes some time to turn into fruits.
但是我们需要首先需要相信的就是上帝的道绝对不是突然的。
But we should believe first that the word of God is not in vain.
在以赛亚书的五十五章第十一节。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 11,
说我的话既发出，绝不突然返回。
It said, my word be that goes out from my mouth, it shall not turn to empty.
你要相信。
You should believe.
你去学习上帝的话语。
You learn the word of God.
是不会突然的。
It's not in vain.
在你的生命里面是有效果的。
It has some effect on your life.
基督徒在这里面要学习一个信心的功课。
We should learn a lesson of faith here.
就是你传福音给别人。
You preach to others.
你要相信上帝的道是有果效的。
You should believe that the word of God has its effect.
保罗说福音是上帝的大能。
Paul said the gospel is the authority of God.
Power
of God.
在路加第一章说呢，上帝的每一句话都是带着能力的。
In chapter 1 Luke, it is said that every word of God has its power.
我们为什么常常不太愿意向人传福音？
Why we are reluctant to preach?
其中一个就是没有效果。
One reason is it's effectless.
但是你要知道的是，上帝的道在人的生命中啊是不会突然的。
But we know that the word of God is not in vain in people's life.
我的意思不是说，反正听见的人，所有人都会信。
I do not mean that everyone who listens to that will believe.
我不想发展出这个主题，但是我要告诉你，该信的他总会信。
I do not want to talk too much about this, but I will tell you those who should believe will believe.
但他怎么能够信？
But how?
就是有上帝的道。
Through the word of God.
那第二个呢，就是你自己学习上帝的道，你要相信。
And also you learn the word of God and you should believe.
这些对你生命是重要的。
These are very important to your
life. 更重要的是有效果的。
And also have its effect.
在我要特别请大家看一出圣经，在雅各书的第一章二十五节。
And let's pay attention to the James chapter 1 verses 25.
如果你们的圣经有带来教会，就请打开。
If you brought your book, just open it.
第一章的二十五节，在前面呢，这个雅各说你们不要自欺啊，对啊，听到但是却没有没有却忘了。
In earlier of this chapter, James said, "Do not lie to yourself. Listen to the word of God and forget."
就是很快。就是听到好像照镜子一样啊，刚刚照过呢就忘记掉了。
Like look at the mirror, you just look at it and you forgot about it.
所以现在呢，雅各说了第二十五节说什么
？Now in the verse 25, James said,
唯有详细查看那全备使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然蒙福。
The one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty and preserves, being not a hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing.
所以这里我们就会看到， 要我有详细查看。
Here we know that only through looking to the perfect law.
对我们基督徒而言，我们常常的很大的一个挑战就是没有耐心去学习上帝的道。
For our Christians, one very big challenge is we do not have our patience to study the law, the word of God.
而且我必须很直接的说。
Let me be very direct.
就是很多基督徒做了几十年基督徒，没有什么长进。
A lot of Christians they are baptized for many decades, but they just have less progress.
是缺少信心和耐心去寻求上帝的道。
The lack of faith and the patience to look into the law of God.
所以你要相信这个道在你的生命里面是有果效的。
You should believe the word of God has its own effect in your life.
然后这里又描述说它的叶子也不枯干。
And here also mentioned its leaf does not wither.
大家有没有看过那有一种果树？
Did you ever see a kind of fruit tree?
树上呢，结几个果子，歪歪斜斜的。
It has several bad fruits on the tree.
那个看起来基本上是不能吃的。
It looks not edible.
但是呢，而且还怎么样？那个叶子呢，千疮百孔。
And also the leaves, it's very ugly.
而且呢，这个很可怜的、啊、那个树。
It looks very pity.
然后呢，这个果子也不像样。然后呢，这个叶子掉的很可怜。
Have few leaves and very bad fruits.
那是因为没人管它。
It is because no one cares about it.
这个叶子不枯干说明什么？
The leaves do not wither. What does it mean?
它的生命是很有力量，很丰盛的。
Means the life is powerful. It's abundant.
它那个结出的果子不是勉强的。
It's not reluctant to bear fruit.
而是非常自然的。
But it's very nature.
而且那个果子的质量也很好。
And all the quality of the fruits is very good.
所以这里表达呢，基督徒怎么样才能够真正在生命中结出那样的果子。
This express how should Christians truly bear fruits in his life.
而有的时候我们的情况是相反的。
But sometimes our situation is different.
我们基督徒做一点善事啊，很辛苦。
We feel very tired of doing good deeds.
我们甚至连一些就是说不算什么大的事情，比方说奉献，我们也是愁眉苦脸。
We even feel very sad about some small issues like offering.
我们在行善的时候没有喜乐。
When we are doing some good deeds, we do not rejoice.
被迫。
We feel we do not want to do it.
在中国呢，有一个很出名的团体，就是专门都是很有钱的人，做生意的很有钱的人聚在一起。
In China, there is a very famous fellowship. It's a congregation of rich people.
他们也像一个教会一样聚会。
They just gather like a church.
但是他们有一个明确的一条，就是你的这个身价多少啊？
But they have a requirement of how much money do you have?
如果你的这个收入低于这样的，对不起，不要进来。
If your income is lower than something, it's impossible for you to enter.
他们这种做法完全不像基督徒不说。
This is not the way of Christians.
你知道这个最大的和每一个人心里的原因是什么？我们不能够让很多穷人进来啊。
What's the biggest reason is we cannot allow the poor to enter.
为什么？因为穷人来了必定要借钱嘛。
Why? Because they want to borrow money from us.
你穷人来了做生意，我们总要帮他嘛。
If they want to do some business, we have to help them.
那不要来了，我们这里的教会都是亿万富翁，所以你们那个什么收入什么几十万、上百万的就不要来，你们去别的教会，好吧？去中产阶级教会，好不好
？So, this is a church of the billionaires. If you just have 1 million income each year, just go to the mid-class church.
我们基督徒有的时候用很多的借口，我们要去拒绝，我们去逃避善行。
We have a lot of excuses to doing good.
你的生命中没有力量。
You do not have power in your life.
所以你在服事的时候， 你会愁眉苦脸。
So when you serve God, you feel sad.
你没有办法去表达出你的生命那样的自如。
It's impossible to express your freedom in your life.
这圣经说呢，叶子也不枯干。
Here Bible said the leaves, it do not wither.
这个在耶利米书的十七章里面表达出同样的景象。
In the Jeremiah, chapter 17, it expressed the same thing.
那个蒙上帝赐福的人。
The one who is blessed.
那个敬畏上帝的人。
Who love God.
他是怎么样？他会结果不止，叶子清脆。
And it's just a
就是啊 ，OK， 你直接意思翻出来就好。
It just continuously bear fruits and the leaves remain green。
所以这就是表达一个生命的丰盛。
Express the abundance of life。
所以基督徒，我们在基督徒的行为里面，我们表达出来的善行，不是一种勉强的，不是痛苦的。
So in our way of life, the good deeds should not be
It's
full of power and rejoice.
而且呢，他这里讲到他所做的尽都顺利。
And here it is mentioned that all he does, he prospers.
这里的顺利不是说他不会有任何的挫折。
It does not mean he do not have any challenges.
而是指的他的道路充满平安。
But means his way is full of peace.
他的一切的都是非常的美好。
Everything he has is beautiful.
无论是他的个人。
His individual life.
或者是这样的一个这样热爱上帝的律法的家庭。
Or his family, which love God.
他都会很顺利。
Is blessed.
就是意思是都充满平安。
Full of peace.
我有个朋友专门研究这个清教徒的。
I have a friend who studied the pilgrims.
他讲了一句话让我很震撼。
I feel shaken about one word he told me.
他的研究发现一点，在清教徒的一百多年的历史里面，没有一个离婚的个案。
His research showed that there is no one single divorce case in the 100 year of pilgrim history.
他曾经待在清教徒神学院三四年。
He was in the pilgrim seminary for.
那里有二十几万册这个清教徒的著作。
There are 20,000 books of the pilgrims. 200,000.
那在那那个在他的浏览过著作里，发现都没有这个离婚的个案。他本来想要看看这个清教徒怎么处理离婚。
He want to study how the pilgrims deal with the divorce, but after he read those books, he cannot find any single case.
他竟然找不到这个个案。
No any single case.
你看看我们今天的这个的基督教图书的市场。
Look at the market of Christian books.
那摆在前面的是什么？
What is the book on the nearest shelf?
婚姻辅导啊。
The teaching of marriage.
什么这个亲子活动啊？什么家庭建造啊，没完没了。
The book of establishment of families.
这些书的存在表明我们有这方面的问题。
The existence of these books means we have
problems. 你知道在美国基督徒的离婚率有多少？
Do you know what's the divorce rate of the American Christians today?
我希望不要因此你受到鼓励。
I don't want you to be encouraged by this.
超过40%。
More than 40%.
我上次讲了，今天很多美国的基督徒假冒伪善上街去游行反同性恋，但是这离婚率这么高，却没有人出来游行。
But I said last time a lot of Christians they prayed for the gay marriage, but they have so high divorce rate they do not pray.
我不是说同性恋，我不是赞同同性恋。
Do not mean that
而是教会几十年来离婚率这么高，但是却没有反对教会的，对反对这个基督徒内部的这样的声音出现。
I do not mean I'm agree with the gay marriage, but I said there is so high divorce rate in the church, and there is nothing to oppose it.
我们最爱的是什么？
What do we love most?
今天在美国的最流行的教导就是家庭第一，
the most the most popular teaching is the family value in United States.
你不尊上帝为主。
You do not think God is your Lord.
你不让上帝的律法来治理你的家。
If you do not let the law of God rule over your family,
你再怎么家庭第一都是没有救的。
The family value is in vain.
那所以我们看到呢，这个有福的人，他所做的尽都顺利。
So we see this blessed man, all that he does, he prospers.
他没有那种生活里面的那种不幸。
He do not have any misfortune in his life.
不是他没有人冤枉他，没有人逼迫他。
It do not means no one persecute him.
而是指他在生活里面不再受到那些罪的困扰。
But he is no longer affected by those things.
他充满平安。
He is full of peace.
其实我们今天很警惕这个成功神学。
We are very cautious about the success theology.
对，但实际上呢，在圣经里面，上帝的确是应许我们。其实我们在物质上也可能得到祝福的。
It's also promised by God that it's possible for us to be blessed in material.
圣经讲到说，我从来没有见过义人的后裔去讨饭。
Bible mentioned, I never saw a descendant of the righteous man to be a beggar.
耶稣也告诉我们说，你要以上帝的义、上帝的国为念，上帝，你一切需要的，上帝都会给你。
Jesus told us, if you think of the kingdom of God, whatever you need, God just give you.
在圣经里面的有一个典型的例子就是所罗门。
One example is Solomon.
所以当他做王了，开始准备做王的时候，他在祷告，上帝问他说：“你要我要什么？”
When he is preparing to be a king, he is praying, and God asks him, "What do you want?"
你要我赐你长寿吗？
Longer life.
这个是中国皇帝最喜欢的，为什么？万岁嘛。
This is the dream of the Chinese Empire.
你要我赐你财富吗？
The fortune.
结果所罗门说什么？
But what did Solomon said?
他说：“上帝啊，我什么都不要，我就是担心一件事情。
He said, God, I don't want anything. I just worry about one thing.
因为我很年轻。
I'm too young.
我怎么能够管好你的这些百姓？
How can I rule over your people?
所以求你将智慧赐给我。
Please give me wisdom.
上帝说：你所求的甚好。
God said, "What you asked for is good."
所以我要将什么呢？将财富也加给你。
I also give you the fortune.
所以我们知道，当你遵循上帝的道，你有可能神会在物质上去赐福上帝会物质上大大的赐福给你。
We know when you follow the way of God, it is possible that God bless you in material greatly.
但圣经从来没有保证一定这样。
But Bible never promised that.
所以我们看到在圣经里面告诉我们说，一个遵行上帝旨意的人是怎么样，是可以今生得百倍，来世得永生。
We know in Bible that a man who follow God's way, he will be paid 100 times in this life and eternal life hereafter.
但是恶人不是这样。
But it is not for the wicked.
恶人就是生命像糠鼻一样。
The life of wicked like chaff.
没有价值。
Is useless.
没有内在的果实。
Do not have a fruit inside.
那个栽种他的人是不要他。
The one who planted it do not want it.
就这个农夫他收回来的时候，发现是糠秕的时候，他就把它给扬掉，用风把它吹掉。
If the farmer get a chaff, it just let it. Go with wind.
这种生命没有真正活出它应该有 的那个质量。
This life did not live out the quality it deserves.
它看起来原来它好像跟那个麦子看起来差不多。
It looks like a grain.
但是呢，它在顷刻之间，到了最后的时候，它就被分辨出来。
But it is discerned at last time.
它会怎么被风吹散，意思是变得虚无，变得虚空，没有价值。
Just drive away with wind, It's useless.
那所以而且呢是不仅这样，他在审判的时候他站立不住。
It, not only like this, but also it cannot stand in the judgment.
意思智慧的人就是能够去思考那个终极的结局。
The people of wisdom is those who think about the eternity.
他会去为自己永恒的命运在上帝的面前不安。
He feel nervous about his eternal life.
奥古斯丁是这样。
The Augustine.
本人约翰是这样。
And the Byron, John Byron.
他们充满的焦虑。
They are full of stress.
Anxiety 就是。
Anxiety.
他们啊，就是非常害怕在将来面对上帝的那个时刻。
The fear of the moment that they see God.
这就是圣经里面所说的智慧人。
This is the people of wisdom in Bible.
那个愚昧的人没有这种感觉。
Foolish people, they do not have this kind of feeling.
圣经里面形容这是什么？是灵性是一种死亡的状态。
Bible described this as the death of spirit.
所以他们最后他们站立不住。
And they cannot stand in the judgment.
但是呢，最后呢，这个结论说什么呢？说上帝知道义人的道路。
The conclusion is God knows the way of the.
我上次已经提到了，这个知道是指着上帝的眷顾，上帝的道房。
I mentioned the last time that the know means the visit of God.
其实义人在世上是行走的道路是受苦的。
We know that the way of righteous in this world is always
有很大的挑战，很大的逼迫。
Always full of challenges and persecutions.
但我们的安慰是什么
？But what's our comfort?
我们的安慰是上帝知道。
God comfort us.
不仅仅知道是他与我们同行。
He know us and be with us.
我讲一个大可能很多人很熟悉的故事，我们就结束吧。
I tell a story that many of you are familiar with.
就是说有一个故事说呢，一个人啊，一直呢，上帝一直跟他一起同行。
A man that God always be with him.
然后呢，这个走路呢，留下来的四个脚印。
And there are four footprints.
然后后来呢
？And later.
他感到自己感到很害怕的时候呢，发现只剩下两个脚印。
And when he feel fear up, and he only see two footprints.
他非常痛苦。
He feel very painful.
他说：“上帝啊，我好好的时候，你跟我一起。”
He said, "God, when I'm good, you will be with me."
现在我很害怕，我很艰难，我很痛苦的时候呢，却发现只剩下我自己，你不见了。
When I'm very very painful, where are you?
他说。然后那个上帝问他说：“你为什么你这么认为
？”God asked him, "Why do you think?"
他说：“因为你看，我们呢在海边的时候，我们走过来，这个脚印是四个，现在只剩下两个。
”He said, "There used to be four footprints, and now there are only two."
那个上帝回答说：“那是我的脚印，不是你的脚印。
”God told him, "It's my footprints, not yours."
然后呢，他说：“为什么呢？因为我现在正抱着你。”
Because I'm holding you.
所以上帝知道义人的道路。
So God knows the way of the righteous.
那个知道不是上帝说我知道了，你别这么吵。
The know does not mean I know and do not be not.
他和你同行。
It means He is be with you.
所以这是我们最大的安慰。
This is our comfort.
这是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
这也是我们的力量。
And this is our power.
一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
God, we thank you.
我们真需要你不断的来指教我们怎么样真正做一个有福的人。
We need you continuously teach us how to be a righteous man.
求主你自己用你的道来指引我们。
Use your word to teach us.
用你自己的道来帮助我们。
Use your word to help us.
让我们能够行走在其中。
Let us walk in that way.
让我们能够热爱并且不断的去思想去明白。
Let us love it and always think of it.
那叫主你自己圣言的大能能够显明在我们的生命中。
Let the power of the word of God be present in our life.
看顾我们以下的时间。
Preserve our following times.
奉主的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.